This is the Marketplace Morning Report. I'm David Brancaccio. In a few hours, the U.S. Department of Labor will release new rules for stockbrokers and other managers of money. It's aimed at conflicts of interest governing those who earn more or less money depending on which investments you pick. The Department of Labor says conflicts cost consumers $17 billion a year. Marketplace's Kimberly Adams reports.
Micah Hauptman of the Consumer Federation says the current system creates a conflict of interest. For example, advisors can be paid higher commissions for investing you in an annuity versus a mutual fund. He thinks the rule changes will help.
Investors will be able to go to any financial advisor who's offering retirement investment advice and receive advice that they can trust and not receive a sales pitch that's disguised as advice.
Vanessa Scott is a lawyer who works with the financial services industry. She says the rule goes too far in response to bad behavior by a few advisors.
To overhaul the entire investment advice industry instead of targeting exactly what those bad apples are doing, we just don't think that it's the best approach.
She points out some fee-only advisors require high minimum investments, which could leave out smaller investors. But others expect the rules will drive down costs and spur innovation. In Washington, I'm Kimberly Adams for Marketplace.
It is the Labor Department with rules due today on what's called this new fiduciary standard. The SEC will eventually have its own regulations about who comes first, the broker or the client. There's more coverage in the first Marketplace podcast of the day.